Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Anna's dumb injury coming up in about 20 minutes. How did Anna, who I find to be pretty athletic, actually.
Wow, what a compliment.
Yeah, I know you were a swimmer, right?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, you did stuff.
I've taken a yoga class with Anna. Yeah. She was outperforming the teacher.
Seriously.
Thank you.
She's low-key one of those really sneaky good athletes, but she hurt herself in a dumb way.
Yeah. Mm.
We don't know what she hurt or how she hurt it, but she says it's dumb.
Yeah, okay, I'll tell you soon.
20 minutes from now, we'll hear from that. But right now, it's time to bring in producer Nick with Just So You Know.
Hey, Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
This year's March Madness has been crazy, hasn't it, JC?
Nick, I'm glad you bring that up because before the break started, I asked Nick if I could announce one of the teams that made it to the Final Four because it just happens to be my alma mater. San Diego State.
Yeah.
The first time in the history of that school has made it to the Final Four.
Good.
In fact, it was the first time in the history that they made it to the Elite Eight. And they made it through to the next round, and they're going to be taking on FAU, right, Nick?
Yes, that's right. So for the first time in 53 years, three of the four teams in the Final Four will be there for the first time ever.
Wow.
There's no number one seed in the Final Four since the first time since 2011, and it's the first time ever that not a single top three seed made it to the Final Four. So this is a very wild and crazy March Madness season. So yeah, you also had number nine seed Florida Atlantic, number five seeds San Diego State University and Miami, and number four seed UConn. So like JC said, Final Four is coming up on Saturday in Houston. Championship game is Monday night in Houston.
I called a lot of my friends that are Alabama fans when we beat them. Because that's the only time I can say San Diego State beat Alabama.
Probably so.
So I went ahead and used it up.
Probably so.
Just so you know, you're going to start seeing a lot fewer blue verified check marks on Twitter soon. So if you have a blue verified check mark that was there before Elon took over last fall, that's called a legacy check mark. Twitter has announced that all accounts with legacy check marks are going to have to pay up, or you can kiss that blue check mark goodbye.
I'm not paying.
So to keep the blue check mark, you got to sign up for Twitter Blue for $8 a month or $84 a year.
It's going to be a no for me, Doug.
I bet y'all can expense
post.
It, though.
I don't post. I just read, you know, so I don't care about the blue check mark. And that blue check mark is what got me targeted by hackers many years ago.
It did.
That's the only, I said, why me? And they said, because you had a blue check mark. That was the only, they didn't know me from Adam.
Yeah. They just saw a blue check mark and went for
ever
it.
Since.
Yeah.
Well, no, I got them blocked. And they actually tried to come for me again, but the guy I used put up such a huge firewall they couldn't get through it.
Well, a lot of people are thinking, okay, could this be an April Fool's stunt on Twitter? Because Elon does April Fool's trolling and stuff on social media a lot. Like one year he said that Tesla was bankrupt. And so people are like,
because
this all takes place April 1st about losing your blue check mark. So people are like, maybe. I don't think Elon's joking about Twitter stuff right now.
No, he's trying to make money because they need it.
He said in an internal memo that Twitter is now worth $20 billion, which is $24 billion less than what he paid for it. But he's holding out hope. He believes that one day Twitter is going to sell for $250 billion.
Okay.
Good luck. Utah just became the first state to ban kids from using social media without their parents' approval. If this all passes, it's going to go into effect March of next year. So the governor signed two bills designated to shield kids from social media and protect their mental health. So another bill basically says that companies like TikTok, social media companies, they can't make apps addictive. And if they do, parents can sue them. So I don't really know how that legally works. I guess if you can say my kid's addicted to this app, I can sue you. I'm not really sure how that works, but it's going to be challenged in the courts. Opponents say that this violates free speech, but assuming these laws do go into effect, like I said, everyone in Utah is going to have to verify their age to be on social media. And if you're a child, even with your parents' permission, you cannot access social media between 10:30 and p.m. and 6:30 a.m.
That's
so no one under 18 can use social media for those 8 hours.
Okay. So they can go to sleep.
Yeah,
they can go to sleep.
They're staying up all night.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, underage or teens and under, their social media will also not have ads that are targeting them. They can't see ads when they're scrolling.
Okay.
And some other states are also looking at laws like this, so
sign
there might be more laws that
sign me up for the no ads thing.
Right. So just so you know, residents in Philadelphia went into a little bit of a panic yesterday morning. The city sent out an alert saying that a chemical spill from a plant dumped a whole bunch of toxic chemicals into the Delaware River, which feeds into their water supply. And the city recommended drinking bottled water for the next few days. So what do you think happened?
They ran out of bottled water.
1.6 million people in Philadelphia tried to buy bottled water at the exact same time. So you can see videos on social media. I mean, it's just panic buying at the grocery store. Yeah. And so what happened was a pipe had burst at a chemical plant Friday night. It leaked 8,000 gallons of some sort of latex material into the Delaware River. And this particular chemical was also on the train that derailed in Ohio. So a lot of people are extra cautious about this certain chemical. But then later yesterday, the city said, psych! And they said, after testing, there's no chemicals found right now. They're still doing more tests. But they said the tap water is still fine to drink right now. Nothing's been found in it. And they're going to keep doing more tests.
So they're like, what do we do with all this bottled water we buy?
Yeah, I guess you just
I want to create some kind of low-key emergency that would make and then put out a press release that says, everyone, don't panic, but there's an emergency, but we need everyone to buy these Big Al swim trunks. Because I bought like 3 dozen about a year or two ago, and I never sold them. They're in a box. So I need some.
Have you tried
of,
selling them?
Yeah, and nobody's bought them.
How'd you try selling them?
I just tried to sell them in a restaurant. This is merch.
You need a flood.
I just need someone to have some kind of little emergency situation where we need people to buy these things. Because
summer's coming up.
I've been tired of looking at them for the last 2 years.
Does it say IP and pools on them?
No, yeah. Just a little logo on it.
Is it your face on it?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe there's the problem. We've identified.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just,
that's pretty. That has to be humbling, Al. Yeah. They don't want my face on them.
I got a big old box full of them. It's like 3 or 4 dozen.
Can I ask what those retail for?
I think like $40.
Okay.
Oh,
wow,
man!
They're swim trucks. I mean, they're good. It's like $5 more than I paid for.
There's a tagline. They're swim trunks. I mean, they're good. Boom. Sell them. How are they still in the box?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Jeez.
Okay, so this is the bad news section of news. Okay, right. So 26 people were killed, at least 26 people, after multiple tornadoes ripped through parts of Alabama, west central Mississippi Friday night. As many as 11 tornadoes were reported, and experts believe that one of the tornadoes was on the ground for more than an hour, traveled 170 miles, which is very, very rare. And then also 7 people were killed in an explosion at a chocolate factory in West Reading, Pennsylvania. It was a factory called R.M. Palmer Company, and the cause of the explosion has not been announced yet, but there's videos on social media of it, and it's like in the middle of a, you know, city street,
yeah,
bunch of like right in the middle of other buildings, and it's pretty terrifying looking. Yeah. Okay, now the good news of the news. So my worst subject in school was math. Anybody else's worst subject, math?
Mine was physics.
Math,
I loved math.
And English.
Yikes.
And,
physics is math.
But it is, but it's
like science.
Yeah, it's like
math.
Math, you know.
Well, I'm already confused at this story, but two high school seniors from New Orleans have managed to prove something that mathematicians have not been able to solve for over 2,000 years.
What?
This is crazy.
All right. The Pythagorean theorem.
Yes.
Hit me. Who knows it?
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
That's right. And Big Al, that is?
The Pythagorean.
But like, what is that
math.
Defined?
Science. Oh, gravity.
What shape?
Area?
Triangle.
It's a triangle.
Square.
Yeah, it's the relationship between.
I just told you it's a triangle.
Oh, JC did this, and I was like, what is that?
I did a triangle.
No, that's more like a square.
No, I was
no
just
you didn't do it like that.
The Illuminati does this.
Okay, anyway.
A square?
Yeah, but this is for a right-angled triangle.
Oh.
And so the theory, it's always true, but no one has been able to figure out why it's true. It just is. So there's been no reason. They haven't figured out why this works. It just does.
Now they tell us why?
Yes.
Okay.
And now they have figured out why, and figured out why without using trigonometry, which is what this is. They use something called the law of sines, which I have no idea. I think that's like sine, cosine, tangent.
Sokotoa?
Yeah, Sokotoa. So Kelsey Johnson and Nakia Jackson, they figured it out, and a lot of mathematicians worldwide, they're saying, like, this is groundbreaking. This is incredible. Girls.
Yeah. Girl
senior
power.
Girls.
Wow. Yeah.
Their research does have to be peer-reviewed, but everyone's like, this is a big deal.
Wow.
That's as much as I can explain.
Let's go, girls.
I don't know anything other than that.
We had that movie about girls doing math for the...
Yeah, for the NASA.
Hidden Figures.
The Hidden Figures movie, yeah.
Oof.
All right, finally, last story here. A man in North Carolina, his name is Jason Scott. He bought a Maserati for his wife last year. Yeah, he bought it from Carvana for $68,000. Okay. And so everything was fine. No big deal. But he had to take it into the shop to get serviced. And that's when they started to notice a couple funny things about this really fancy Maserati. Okay. There was different VIN numbers on different parts of the car. Uh-oh. And so they started researching this car a little bit. And so Jason thought he bought a 2021 Maserati, but he actually bought a 2017 one. And then on top of that, it was stolen.
It
was reported stolen last summer. And so Jason, he had to be questioned by the police and everything, but he was never arrested or anything. He showed them his paperwork. But they still had to impound the car. Jason called Carvana. He claims they were being pretty difficult, but eventually they gave him $1,000 for in compensation. And he's now seeking $1 million from them for damaging his reputation. So it's just crazy. It's stolen? They sold him a stolen car.
That is wild. With different VIN number parts.
Yeah, he said something in an interview that said, like, Carvana has 150 point inspection. Can it be 151 and the extra one is not stolen?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yikes. Careful out there. But that's your news for today.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, producer Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
All right. Anna is going to share with us how she injured herself. Yes. And she claims she did it in a very dumb way. Details?
Yeah. Dumbest injury I've ever had in my whole life.
Did anybody witness this?
I think subtly. So we'll see.
Okay, we'll find out how Anna injured herself. She's in pain right now. Yeah. Next.
JC, Big Al, and your favorite redhead, Kelly Raspberry, will be back shortly. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.